A quarter to three, I start watching the clock. The phone won't ring, so I'm waiting for your knock. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home.
In strychnine, some methylated spirits, and a can of kerosene. But such a brew, so terribly strong, it would make them terribly queer. So I reaches me hand for the watering can, and I waters the workers' beer. I am the man, the very fat man, that waters the workers' beer. I am the man, the very fat man, that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer, I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer. Now, a drop of good beer is good for a man when he's tired, thirsty and hot. And I sometimes have a drop myself from a very special pot. For a strong and healthy working class is the thing that I most fear. So I reaches me hand for the watering can, and I waters the workers' beer. I am the man, the very fat man, that waters the workers' beer. I am the man, the very fat man, that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer, I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer. Now, ladies fair, beyond compare, be you maiden or wife, spare a thought for such a man who leads such a lonely life. For the water rates are frightfully high, and the mess is terribly dear, and there ain't the profit there used to be in watering the workers' beer. I am the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. I am the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer, I'm a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello, this is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, our own streaming service, and our listen by phone number at 1-631-359-8728. Today, lots of music from our Labor Day collection. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. Plus puzzles and games, including a pop quiz in just a moment. Alexis Jabor from City of Asylum stops by at 8:20 to talk about the Youth Poet Laureate Program for 2025-2026. We have students from Fox Chapel High School's Wildlife Conservation Club beginning our Youth Express Hour at 10 o'clock, and after they visit, we will talk with two youth astronomers who have been doing research at the Allegheny Observatory. And at 11 o'clock Eastern, bluegrass, swing, folk, country, and more with Bertha and the Bells. All on today's Saturday Live Brigade. Thanks for joining us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Boom, boom, doo-doo, boom, 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 boom.
Fromer at the Saturday Light Brigade getting us started this morning. Thank you for meeting here this morning. Here is hoping that you had a good week. Good morning to Tommy in Virginia. He gets the door prize. Do you know where that expression originated from? It would be for the person who came first. I guess maybe the first in the door, they would call it the door prize. But they would have door prize is, so it had to be for more than that. Now, suddenly, I'm thinking about that. I'm going to keep thinking about it. At least for a little while.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Oh, there was a time when I would need stacks of reference books to get answers to questions that just pop into my head like that. According to one of the computers in front of me, a data that's been entered into it by hopefully reputable people. It's called a door prize because to be a candidate to win the prize, you must have entered through the door to be eligible. And its first use dates back to 1867. Raffle tickets are sold separately from event tickets. If everyone attending an event is eligible to win a prize drawing, then it's a door prize, not a raffle. According to Nonprofit Accounting Basics, which was the first item that came up. So now we know. I'm not sure if you were wondering as much as I was, but we know what a door prize is. Now let's see if we can solve our pop quiz together. Equally interesting, we did a puzzle like this just a couple weeks ago. A Saturday Light Brigade word chain is a list of five or more related words in which each word begins with the last letter of the word before it. And this being Labor Day, I thought we would have some fun with a word chain consisting of occupations. For example, doctor ends in R, right? Then we need an occupation starting in an R. That could be a radiologist. That ends in T. Then we need an occupation that begins with a T. That could be technician. That is an occupation ending in N, to which I will add nurse. And after that, we need one starting with the letter E, and that would be engineer. So doctor, radiologist, technician, nurse, and engineer. That's an example word chain consisting of occupations. Do you have one that you would like to make up and share?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
It ain't never been easy. Been mostly on my own. Life on a shoestring. It's all I've ever known. There was a time in Tennessee. I thought I'd lose my mind. His husband's, you know, they come and go, but the children stay behind. I work hard for a living. I pay for my dreams. I know just what is crazy and what is as it seems. When I kiss my children, go out on the town, and you pass by my Chef is bound to quit. My little girl needs braces. My boy's coat don't fit. But I got no regrets about being back on my own. Jimmy was a drinker, but he was mean when he came home. I work hard for a living. I've paid for my dream. I know just what is crazy, what is as it seems. When I kiss my children, go out on the town, when you pass by my table, you won't see a frown. You might say I'm older, say that I'm wise. I don't climb no more mountains, I just cut them down to size. Ain't as many friends around me, them that all should be. And when they hug me tight, it's when I feel like I'm free. I would carve for a living, I pray for my dreams. I know just what is crazy, what is as it seems. When I kiss my children, pass by my table, you won't see a frown. When you pass by my table, you won't see a frown.
Early in the morning at 7 o'clock, there are 20 terriers drilling at the rock. And the boss comes around and he says, keep still. Come down heavy on your cast iron drill, and drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. Well, you work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway, and drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. Now our new foreman was Jim McGann. By golly, he was a blinkin' man. Last week a premature blast went off, and a mile in the sky went Big Jim Goff. And drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. Well, you work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway. And drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. Now when next payday come around, Jim Goff a dollar short was found. When asked the reason, came this reply: you were docked for the time you were up in the sky. And drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. Well, you work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway. And drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. Now the boss was a fine man down to the ground, and he married a lady 6 feet round. She baked good bread and she baked it well, but she baked it as hard as the holes in. Well, drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. Well, you work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway. And drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. And drill ye terriers, drill.
The Saturday Light Brigade, from an album of classic labor songs from Smithsonian Folkways. And that was Cisco Houston. I was checking that as I was speaking just now, because very strong voice and a strong recording from Cisco Houston on that album. For a minute, I thought it was mislabeled. Classic railroad songs from Smithsonian Folkways is the release. And Christopher Jones, Did I Work Hard for a Living, before that. Well, a lot of word chains are coming in with occupations, and I'm going to start acknowledging them now. Sue in South Park has ballerina. We need an A then, right? Artist. T for teacher, R for roadie, and E for educator. Mark has astronaut, teller, radio man, nanny, yeoman, And then he went on a little further with a sixth and seventh, nurse and executive. Johanna has mechanic, carpenter, rigger, repairman, nuclear technician. Rick in Highland Park has one for people who play professionally these instruments. Guitarista. Oh, I see what you did here. Guitarista. Alto harpist. This is great. Tabladoro. Oudist. Thereminer. And rain stickman. Nicely done, Rick. And here comes Linda Collier, half of the dynamic duo, with, she kept hers, this could be a career path, cop, patrolman, narco, officer, and ranger. Vidya has architect, teacher, realtor, rheumatologist, and tailor. Kathy and Ty Nesta has machinist, teacher, ranch hand, dietitian, and navigator. Susie in Alexandria has librarian, also navigator, reading specialist, tutor, and race car driver. Ralph in the South Hills has psychologist, teacher, rector, receptionist, and taxidermist. Dr. Nelson has principal, lecturer, researchers, scientist, and teacher. Remember, every occupation begins with the letter of the that ends the word that precedes it. Ron has stylist, technician, nephrologist, tie dyer, and roofer. And there are more. Here's Jim in Crafton Heights with teacher, roboticist, troubadour, radio host, and tailor. And Patrick has pharmacist, technician, nurse, engineer, realtor, radiologist, and translator. And Tom, Toms are pretty amazing. Rope maker, rope walker, redder, which is a person who separates fibers from hemp to make rope. He points out he's currently reading a book about the history of rope. From redder, we go to rigger, and from rigger, we go to roper. Jim in Blackridge has a few, and Tommy has got HVAC technician, nautical engineer, roofing specialist, tile installer, railing maker, and a rug layer. And that are those, I should say, are the ones we have so far. If you've got a word chain or two to share, we hope you will. 412-200-5975. Here's Cy Conn with a beautiful song, Any Day of the Year.
At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, 'cause the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back. Now I'm too old to change, and I'm too young to die, and And there's no place to go for my old man and I. There's no children at all in the narrow empty streets. Now the looms have all gone, it's so quiet I can't sleep. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. Now the mill has shut down, it's the only life I know. Tell me, where will I go? Tell me, where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin.
Cy Conn, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
It takes one drop to lift these many waters. It takes one drop to roll these many waters away. It takes one drop to lift these many waters, for we turn still waters to roll and wave.
And it takes one hand to help pull up your brother, and it takes one kind word to turn a stranger to a friend, and it takes one ear to listen to each other. Reach a new tomorrow. Well, there's room for all on that narrow way.
And it takes one drop to lift these many waters. It takes one drop to roll these many waters away. It takes one drop to lift these many waters. All we turn to still waters to rolling away.
And it takes one step before the saints go marching. It takes one march before we've got a movement marching in.
And it takes all kinds of saints in step. To lift these many waters, it takes one drop to roll these many waters away. It takes one drop to lift these many waters. Oh, we turn still waters to rolling away. And it takes one drop to lift these many.
Turn still waters to roll away. For we turn
Saturday Light Brigade with the Old Crow Medicine Show, along with Mavis Staples. Our historical is coming up in a moment. As you've heard us mention from time to time, we've had the privilege of recording a lot of oral histories over the years here at SLP. And given that history, we have a lot of stories of people from our region talking about early jobs they had or jobs they had throughout their career.
My name is Denise Graham. I'm the Library Services Manager here at Carnegie Library Homewood. For the past 106 years, we've been the center of the community. People rely on the library to be here in good times and bad. They use the library as meeting space, a refuge space, and a place to get neighborhood information. The library is important for children because we are the stepping stone to literacy. You get some of it in school, and hopefully you get some at home, but the library is the place where you get to grow your imagination.
Gives us a chance to think about all sorts of people. Here's a story that anybody who has ever worked in an older steel mill can relate to.
The conception of mill workers were that they were big, dumb mill men that walked into a mill, took their heads off and put them in their locker, put a hard hat on and went to work. And that wasn't so. I mean, people were bursting with pride, and I'm one of them. I burst with pride for what I did in that mill and my job was. And I remember men that you would see that just look like everyday men, if you could just imagine the responsibility that they carried. Because a lot of people don't realize in a plant, there was nobody ever turned the lights on or off. They were on all the time. In fact, the gate was never shut. The place was never dark. It was continuous movement throughout the plant from one end to the other, every operation, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. It never stopped. Everything was constant. When you went home at 4 o'clock on a day you worked in the mill from 8 to 4, when you went home at 4, somebody picked up the tool you were working with and used it till midnight. Someone else picked up that tool and worked it till daylight the next day. So when you went home, it would be like going to work on a Monday and coming back the next day, and it would have been Thursday because 3 other days had taken place on your work job. And the thing about it is, nothing works forever. And so there was all these things that were there to work. Now you're at home and you get a little problem with a sink or a faucet, and you say, oh boy, we're gonna fix a faucet, it's a calamity. We had 36-inch pipelines that we had plumbers taking care of, you know, that were in freezing weather. If you can imagine what a frozen line was and something like that, these men had the ability to work with all those things. And it was the knowledge that they had. They were only mill hunkies, but that they kept it working, kept it functioning.
Let's give you a chance now to work on this morning's historiddle. He was born August 30th in St. Louis, Missouri. 1901 was the year. Working as a part-time writer while earning a degree in sociology from the University of Minnesota led to a journalism career. His work included writing for the Minnesota Daily, as well as serving as editor for the newspapers known as The Appeal and The Call, which led to his becoming editor of a magazine called The Crisis, a spokesman for the civil rights movement, and eventual leadership of the organization behind it all. Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you can answer our historiddle. Again, he was born August 30th in St. Louis, Missouri, 1901, the year. working as a part-time writer while earning a degree in sociology from the University of Minnesota led to a journalism career. His work included writing for the Minnesota Daily as well as serving as editor for newspapers known as The Appeal and The Call, which led to his becoming editor of a magazine called The Crisis, a spokesman for the civil rights movement, and eventual leader of the organization behind it all. Do you know the answer? Why not take a guess?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Debbie McClatchy now by request from the Saturday Light Brigade.
Oh, I've been working on the railroad since I was 18. Oh, I was working on the railroad as part of my American dream. Oh, I was working on the railroad. I thought I would till I died, but I got laid off last Friday. Never thought I'd see the day when I'd be along. Should I stay? I got wife and kids, house, a car, and what I say will go as far as working for steady pay. I wanna work on the railroad. I got too much time on my hands. I wanna work on the railroad and get on with my lifelong plan. Part of this community, secure from 8 to 5. Oh, I was working on the I was 18. Oh, I was working on the railroad as part of my American dream. Oh, I was working on the railroad. I thought I would till I died, but I got laid off last Friday. Never thought to see the day when I'd be along for the ride. One day more, people, let me tell you what we're fighting for our future, don't you understand? We don't need your pity, we just need your helping hand to fight one day more, if the company holds out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more. One day more, one day more, if the company holds out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more. If Emmett Boyle thinks he can win, he'll get a big surprise, 'cause we're honest folks and we will shut him down his size. We'll throw out the gun.
out the yards, cut that big bull down, but we'll still be around to fight one day more, one day more. If the company holds out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more. One day more, one day more. If the company holds out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more. We've got to change the way things are, make people understand our working class is being denied the rights in a free land. Our government lets criminals run free to steal again, and then takes the jobs of honest working women and men. We'll fight one day more, one day more. If the company holds out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more. One day more, one day more. If the company holds out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more. Let's change the laws, remove the flaws, and start all over new. Demand our rights, take back our land, spread freedom through and through. Keep the scabs out of the White House, vote union brothers in. And then the feds can't ever take us off in a ball and chains again. We'll fight one day more, one day more. If the company holds out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more. One day more, one day more. If the company holds out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more. One day more, one day more. People, let me tell you what we're fighting for. We're fighting for your future, don't you understand? Hey, you won't need our pity, you just need our helping hand. To fight one day more, one day more. If the companies can hold out 20 years, we can hold out one day more. One day. If the companies can hold out 20 years, we'll hold out one day more.
The Thank great you. Elaine Perkey. Elaine Perkey here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And one day more. She grew up the daughter of a coal miner in the mountains of Lincoln County, West Virginia, and also became the wife of a coal miner, the mother of one, the grandmother of one, and great-grandmother of one. Much of her life was spent as a musician and an activist, writing songs for union strikes. And that song was written as part of the Ravenswood lockout. In this case, where 2,000 United Steelworkers union members demanded safer working conditions. She died of COVID at the age of 71, of COVID-19. And a really tremendous person. I'm almost certain she is featured in the Harlan County, USA movie, singing that song. And it was 2020. The day that she passed away, or the year, that is. I see that Tommy has got the correct answer to this morning's history riddle, which is a little tougher. We've got a few guesses of Du Bois. There it is again. He was born August 30th in St. Louis, Missouri, 1901 was the year, working as a part-time writer while earning a degree in sociology from the University of Minnesota, led to a journalism career. His work included writing for the Minnesota Daily, as well as serving as editor for newspapers known as The Appeal and The Call, which led to his serving as editor of a magazine called The Crisis, a spokesman for the civil rights movement, and eventual leader of the organization behind it all. We'll give you another moment to come up with the correct answer at 412-200-5975. Hello to Susan, who had a word chain. We were doing this earlier. Occupations, you need a chain where each occupation in the list begins with the letter ending the prior word. The first one is a wild card of sorts. She had mechanic, carpenter, realtor, ranch hand, and then finally, after ranch hand, director. Nicely done. I see Andrew did a great Andrew did his with all abbreviations. So you have DJ and then followed by a judge advocate general, JAG. So DJ followed by JAG, followed by a general manager at GM, followed by an MC, then CEO, and then OBGYN. Nicely played. I mentioned we had a few guesses of W.E.B. Du Bois. Not him, but that is in the ballpark. And Susie was able to identify who we were looking for. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
And let's get the answer from you right away, because a lot of people are scratching their heads. Who is it that we're looking for?
Roy Wilkins.
You've got it. Roy Wilkins, born August 30th, 1901, and he was in leadership roles at the NAACP as executive secretary from 1955 to 1963, and executive director from 1964 to 1977. Well done coming up with him. And as a woman of letters, you tend to know these things. Since as a librarian, you spend your time amidst lots of writings, and he certainly had quite a few. Do you know much about him at all?
Well, I know what I found this morning. One of the things about him, because he was, you know, from Minnesota, he was very against Jim Crow, and he knew about, you know, he went to integrated schools growing up.
Yes, he had a chance to understand life could be different based on his upbringing. He was born in St. Louis, and his mom died of tuberculosis when he was only four, and his dad had fled because he was concerned for his life. So he was raised by his aunt and uncle, as you pointed out, in Minnesota. And that gave him a taste of different kind of life than he might have had otherwise. But very well done. A charge to you. As long as I've got you here and we know you're a librarian, when did you know you wanted to be a librarian? Was that early in your life?
Well, no. Well, I mean, it kind of came in stages. When I was a little girl, you know, I wanted to have one of those little stamp pads and, you know, give out cards to my friends and lend my books out to friends. The first thing I ever wanted to be was an illustrator. I read a book. I love to draw. And I read a book about a freelance illustrator, and I thought, oh, that's what I want to do. And then that went away. When after I worked for a publisher for a little while in Pittsburgh, I worked for Barnes & Noble for about 7 years. And I noticed that I wasn't moving up. And as a single woman, I was like, I need to be making a lot more money. Let me try library school. And that's when I decided to become a librarian.
Interesting. Well, I'd say as a little girl, if you were stamping books with date dues, there's a little underpinning to that somewhere.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. There was an underpinning there. And it's interesting because I was living in Virginia when I decided that library school was a thing. And I had been in Pittsburgh and then I moved to Virginia. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm going to Pitt for library school because Pitt was one of the first library schools to have a children's specialty.
Yes. And was Mackie Kimmel there when you were there?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She was.
She was on our board of directors way back when. And a wonderful human being.
She was such a wonderful
being.
Person.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful person. We lost such a wonderful person when she passed.
Yes, yeah, she absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she also worked with Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just an incredible, incredible human being, Maggie Kimmel.
Yeah.
Well, a charge to you. Thank you for being with us today. And I hope you enjoy more of the Labor Day music we have coming throughout the morning.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Take care. And congratulations to Jim in Blackridge, who also knew Roy Wilkins. Tommy in Virginia also commented, not as well known as Dr. King or Neil Wilkerson, but Roy Wilkins worked as hard as anybody for equality and civil rights. And I see that Craig in Macon, Georgia also came up with Roy Wilkins.
Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm a-walking the rest of the way. Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm a-walking the rest of the way. I'm stepping left, stepping right, stepping by day and stepping by night. Freedom is a many splendor thing, and I feel freedom when I sing. Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
Oh, give me
one little step towards freedom. I'm a walking the rest of the way. Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
Oh, give me
one little step towards freedom. I'm a walking the rest of the way.
Children gonna love their lives.
Just
I got freedom on the bus and in the school, freedom at the public swimming pool. Hear the bell that freedom rings, sing the song that freedom sings.
Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
Freedom. Give me
one little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way. Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
So give me
one little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way.
Cam and Reggie Harris at the Saturday Light Brigade. One little step towards freedom. And I think I gave Jess a Saturday Light Brigade charge for identifying Roy Wilkins. In case I didn't, a charge to you, Jess. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge just a few moments away, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the city of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with links to all of the places, many of the places you can hear us. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden.